This is Getting the Message, and I'm Lud Golds. Would you consider your church to be a seedbed for producing what is good in the lives of your members? According to the book of Titus, it should be. It will be if there are those within your fellowship who exhibit such a lifestyle. It will if your people are encouraged to cultivate such a lifestyle. But even more important, it will if your people are guided to the source of enabling power, salvation by grace through faith in Jesus Christ. If you understand that, what can you do to help your church become what God wants it to be? The first thing would be to make sure you are saved by trusting in Jesus Christ. Then seek out a mature believer to model for you what doing what is good looks like. Learn from their mistakes and successes. Ask God to make you an example so others can learn from you. Remember, Christian behavior is caught more readily than taught. Finally, keep your eyes open to help someone new in the faith or struggling in their faith walk. Our tendency is to look for the winners and associate with them. The majority of people are potential winners, but they need encouragement. Ask God for the ability to know what would be the spark of encouragement that would help them become practitioners of doing what is good. When you see anyone doing what is good in your church's life, be sure to affirm them. They might be cleaning up behind someone else or preparing tables and chairs for someone else. Others might not notice, but if you do, let them know how important what they are doing is to the life and witness of your church.